This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, we measure things. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. We spend a good part of our lives measuring things. Length, weight, time. But how do we know that a pound of coffee weighs the same in Miami as it does in Seattle? Or that a gallon of gas is the same in Houston as it is in New York? The need for uniform measures in the United States was recognized in the Constitution. It grants Congress the power to establish standards. George Washington understood the need for standards. In his 1790 State of the Union address, he proclaimed that uniformity in the currency, weights, and measures of the United States is an object of great importance and will, I am persuaded, be duly attended to. However, it wasn't until 1901 that Congress established the organization we know today as the National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST for short. It's easy to imagine NIST as a building filled with artifacts, like a chunk of metal under glass with a sign reading, "This is a standard pound." There's some of that, but NIST is really much more. NIST's work with clocks is a good example. In 1904, it bought a sensitive pendulum clock from Germany, declaring it the U.S. standard. Since then, the standard has changed many times. Today, we use an atomic clock developed at NIST, a clock based on the stable emissions of cesium atoms. Atomic clocks are millions of times more accurate than their predecessors. NIST also operates an internet time service that sets over 30,000 computer clocks every second. All around the world, we can agree what time it is. That's important for commercial transactions. So is internet security. In 2001, NIST adopted a data encryption standard that's made it much easier for businesses to communicate. Estimated savings from the standard run into the billions of dollars. NIST also provides carefully produced measurement samples. They're used to calibrate test equipment. For $320, you can purchase water bottles with precise amounts of alcohol mixed in. They're used by police to tune blood alcohol measuring devices. $603 will get you 3 jars of peanut butter. Each comes with a certificate describing exactly how much fat, vitamins, and other ingredients are in the jars. Food companies use them to test the instruments they analyze food with. That way, we can be sure of exactly what we're getting when we buy our peanut butter at the store. For a mere $143, you can get 10 packs of painstakingly produced cigarettes to, quote, assess and control the testing of cigarette ignition strength. From the extraordinary to the mundane, NIST is the keeper of standards that help keep the economy moving. Though I'm not sure our nation's founders could ever have anticipated exactly what they were setting in motion. I'm Andy Boyd at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.